Hello, paper, yes, sir. We'll go back right after the funeral. We'll come in the funeral. There's no emergency. Nobody's been calling us, nothing. We just, rather than come back out the range, we're going to be in Austin anyway.
Right.
We'll just take off there to get in time sometime tonight.
Right.
And had a long visit with the governor this morning.
On the phone, sir.
Yeah. Talked to him about the conditions in the state, economic conditions, lack of rain, his delegation to the convention.
Right.
He'll be coming to see me before he goes to convention.
He'll be coming to Washington.
Yeah. We discussed his spending a little time talking to some of our people in the White House and the committee on his experiences and on possible plans for my campaign. I don't want to say, I don't want to get in there where we're announcing it. I just say on, I've asked him to stop by Washington on the way to Atlantic City. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'll just leave it go at that. After all, it's not unusual for you to ask an old friend to stop by.
Had some hell of pains last night, like my kidney stones flaring up again. So, I'm going over to Lewis now and look around. Buzz has got an excellent outline. I'm going to ask him, as your associate or my assistant or something, to sit down with you and go over them. And I want all of us to call a meeting. That'll give Doug Kidder some responsibilities, and you some, and Buzz some, and Bill Moyer some, on briefing people on background stuff like that for this next week. We're not doing nothing with columnists. I haven't had hardly a brief column since I've been in there. So we got to go to doing some of those, particularly on the achievements of the Congress. And so I want you to look those over on your way back and try to figure out who you can take, who each one of them can take, so we can start controlling. Now, we didn't have enough stuff for the press conference yesterday. It's too harum scarum. We had to rush them up. But you ought to, during the week, try to write some good statements from time to time, because you used to write real good ones. And we ought to plan this thing. I thought we dominated the news pretty well. I didn't think we got in any trouble. But I think we've got to do it nearly every morning, every afternoon from now to the campaign, and we're just not planning on it enough. And Greenfield's not getting you enough out of the State Department. Sylvester got you one yesterday. Wasn't too much, but we just got to go after him. I'll see you after a while.
Right, here's the situation here, sir. I've confirmed to both the AP and the UP that you have sent messages to Papandreou and Inanu and Makarios. And I also that you'd been in touch with Rusk and McNamara and Ball. I haven't gone beyond that. I thought I'd save it for my briefing. I'm sticking to my 1 o'clock briefing.
I wouldn't blow it up at all. I wouldn't show them anything unusual. I just...
That's why I'm sticking to the 1 o'clock briefing schedule. If I move it back to 12, that might become a bulletin. Now, there is a possibility that I can get a Pan Am plane for a 3 o'clock takeoff. And I'm going to put that entirely on the fact that you are coming into Austin for the funeral. And that since you were here, there's just no point in not going.
I would just tell them that I can go back tonight or early in the morning. And if I go early in the morning, that's Judge Morrison's. If I go early in the morning, it might make me late for my lunch tomorrow. So I decide we'd go back this evening. And then I'm going to come into Austin. We'll go from Austin.
Right. Now the,
I wouldn't say exactly what time to go, but say sometime after the funeral.
Right. Well, I'll have to give them some times for baggage check-ins and things.
Well,
like that,
you give it to them now, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Now the, the only other thing is, can I announce that luncheon tomorrow just to give one of the reasons why you're going back?
I told them yesterday that I was going back for luncheon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd announce it. I just say he's going back this luncheon, and if they ask you to do it, I wouldn't blow him up.
I won't.
I just say it's another series. And I've said before, I'm the people's president, and I'm going to see every group and say, I have talked to this leading businessman all week, and I've also had George Meany in for discussions on the situation.
I will have a Pan American plane that will be ready to leave here at 3 o'clock.
All right, well.
And since I've announced no time up to this point, it'll seem perfectly normal to them.
Yeah.
And I'll try to arrange a pool for coverage of the funeral so you don't have a lot of newspapermen swarming around the place.
Well, I don't care. I just go on and tell everyone I want to go. I like them to come out. Every damn photographer can get there, let the son of a bitch come.
Help.
He couldn't catch us yesterday, so I didn't get on the plane. But just pour them to him. Just tell him by God to get all the Kodak. It's going to be a great event. I'm going to a little private funeral and have as many of them as you can get out there. I want to see what kind of record you can make.
Well, I'm going to make this as routine as I can.
Yeah, okay.
You bet, sir.